Welcome to Santa Maria della Scala, SMS Contemporanea. You are listening to an audio guide brought to you by Radio Papese for the retrospective dedicated to Gordon Matta-Clark. The show is curated by Lorenzo Fusi and Marco Pierini. The installation does not follow a strict chronological order, but brings together the works of Matta-Clark according to thematic groups. You will be accompanied on this visit by Lorenzo Fusi, the curator of the exhibition and of SMS Contemporanea. In the show, you will find projected several 16mm films. In case the projector is not running, all you have to do is come near the projector and the film will automatically activate. At any moment, you may press the pause button on your audio guide and restart the tour again by pressing the same button. Gordon Matta-Clark was born in 1943 in New York into a family of artists. His father, in fact, was the surrealist painter Roberto Sebastian Echarin Matta, Chilean by birth, European by adoption, and his mother was the American artist Anne Clark. Gordon and his twin brother Sebastian found themselves, from birth, immersed in a vibrant and privileged cultural environment. Despite his parents' separation, his father's example would be decisive in Matta-Clark's formation and his decision to study architecture.
Gli anni dell'università sono abbastanza travagliati e soprattutto
Gordon's university years are rather difficult, and especially that which becomes clear in regards to his university career is that architecture is a narrow language all into itself. This is Lorenzo Fusi, curator of the exhibition. As much as university tends to be an emancipator of new ideas, it is also perceived as an institution way too optimistic, shall we say, and in a relaxed way forces us to confront issues of social and political conflict, which especially in big cities like New York play a central role in everyday life. After finishing university and returning to New York, Matta-Clark thrust himself into the nascent artistic community of Soho, which would definitively shape his activity and lifestyle. At the end of the 60s and early 70s, Soho was, in fact, characterized by a cultural ferment of artists, writers, musicians, and choreographers who gave life to a continual crossroads of language. This is an element that then becomes characteristic of the works of Gordon Matta-Clark. This sort of force would not have exactly been impossible without a series of experiences lived either directly or indirectly within this atmosphere of experimentation and sharing, I would say, but also the sensation of being part of the beginnings of an artistic movement. Perhaps not everyone was aware of this at the time, but there was certainly an awareness that something important, artistically and historically, was unfolding, and that, in fact, it was truly a unique thing not to be repeated. The exhibition opens with Garbage Wall, a work that can be seen like a collective of all the other works presented in the show. Garbage Wall is a work that has been recreated by Gordon Matta-Clark twice, the first time in 1970. He was invited to be part of a showcase under the Brooklyn Bridge. Gordon found garbage of every type under the bridge, but more importantly, he had a very poetic and prophetic encounter with a homeless person who was building a little shelter with things he was finding at hand. From here, the first idea, the nucleus of his creation, the walls, were made of garbage and were becoming a sort of modus operandi, or way of working, and a new way of thinking. That which we want to free ourselves from, that which we deem as decay, can become, if used properly, if used wisely, something constructive. So, trash, instead of being something tossed away, can be something collected and become one of the most fundamental elements of architecture, that is, a wall. Entering into the room to the right of Garbage Wall is a series of works which introduces the themes of the poetry of Matta-Clark, the importance of community, the social and bonding value of food, and, as in Garbage Wall, the capacity of the artist to transform elements almost as an alchemist would. One of the examples that typifies the exhibition, I believe, is the series called Photo Fry. Basically, what happens is this. Around Christmas time, everyone around the world, I think, but most certainly in the U.S., everyone exchanges greeting cards, usually with a picture or drawing of a tree. The idea was to send these cards with the trees, which are extremely common, trees which you would find almost anywhere, or trees that are shown in even a very kitsch way, but to send the cards in a very different form, different how, by frying the picture itself. On the occasion of a show at the Jepson Gallery in New York, Matta-Clark starts by cooking the picture, and at the point where it starts to boil, he pulls it off the stove and transforms the landscape of the image. And little by little, the image becomes unrecognizable, and then it undergoes a second cooking, but now with an element of alchemy, silver or gold. The photo fry we have displayed here, cooked in gold, naturally, looking at it, we have something other than just a Christmas tree. Something more interesting, stimulating, exciting, fun, visually stimulating than just a tree. This photo fry, this chemical process, is enclosed in a box, and the artist writes in his own hand to whom the card is destined and what number in the series it is. There are not many left, maybe only four in the world, and we have one here at Santa Maria della Scala.
Ne sappia, ne sono rimaste quattro in tutto il mondo, e qui mostra Santa Maria della Scala.
The other works in this room are, however, tied to two experiences central to the life of Gordon Matta-Clark in Soho: food and architecture. Food is the name of an artistic experience, but also, and more importantly, it's the name of a restaurant opened by Matta-Clark in Soho with his then-fiancée, Caroline Godden. Food is a restaurant, but it's also a gathering place, performance space, a place to experiment for the community of artists who gravitated towards it. In the creation of food, Gordon Matta-Clark is underlining the European influence that brings with it the centrality of the bonding value of food. Cooking for others and eating together are the fulcrum of a community that becomes almost a family. Gordon revisits the same theme in his work Sauna. In the cultural ferment of Soho in 1973, he formed the group An Architecture, that represents one of the fundamental passages in the artist's career and reveals definitively an unconventional way of thinking about architecture and urbanity. His idea of An Architecture, in fact, recalls an approach marked physically by a process of deconstruction rather than by creation of new structures.
Fra l'altro, Gordon Matta-Clark viene spesso chiamato come l'anarchitetto perché...
Among other things, Gordon Matta-Clark is called an architect, and this comes from the creation of the term anarchitecture, a concept that combines the words anarchy and architecture, clearly meaning to sabotage the idea of architecture in the classical sense. But anarchitecture is basically a postmodern concept. Today there are lively discussions surrounding who coined this term, anarchitecture. In reality, the group of anarchitects is a very open group. There are some names that are constant, and others come and go on the list. The word probably was born after a drink or a marijuana cigarette, I don't know, but it was born within a very convivial context where ideas bounce one off of the other in a very lively way. But at this time, and in this context, these two words fuse to form the movement and architecture. From the moment an architecture forms to create a show of its own, it is the first group to subvert the idea of classical architecture. This is the essence that I believe is the best indication to really understand the spirit of the initiative. Gordon Matta-Clark becomes synonymous with anarchitecture because, like no other artist of this period, he has more of a tie to the movement, and at the same time, there is no artist who is identified as much to the anarchitecture movement as Matta-Clark.
In quel periodo abbia avuto più legame con l'architettura e contemporaneamente non c'è artista che sia stato più anarchico con l'architettura.
Turning back and going beyond Garbage Wall, the exhibit continues with a series of drawings.
Un elemento su cui aveva insistito molto fra gli anni 60.
One of the rather novel things upon which I insisted strenuously was that Gordon had an incredibly skilled hand. He was an excellent designer. Today we tend to dwell on this myth that the contemporary artist, and especially the conceptual artist, does not have dexterity. That is to say, he is not a good artist in the classical sense, in the traditional sense. Gordon, however, knew how to use a pencil very well, whether it was on an architectural rendering or an artistic drawing. All of the drawings we have collected in abundance demonstrate, in my opinion, an extraordinary importance and extraordinary beauty. One element that Matta-Clark insisted upon through the 60s and early 70s was that of the relationship between the world of construction, i.e. the urban world, and the world of nature. He creates an extensive series of drawings called tree forms. And practically what he is doing is he's creating once again a traditional structural form of architecture, something completely imaginary using elements of a tree. Many of these designs are obviously impossible to recreate. They're an aberration, no matter how fascinating or seductive. Others instead are more realistic, or at least more possible to recreate. So again, the idea to create forms of protection, forms of urban furnishings, but not superficial furnishings, on the contrary, I would say, forms of urban housing. Tree forms, in effect, is about creating a series of shelters, of architectural modules that can be realized with a certain simplicity, with an almost non-existent impact on the ecology, and brighten the environment in which we live.
E rendendo magari anche più piacevole l'ambiente in cui viviamo.
Two of the tree forms drawn by Matta-Clark have been realized for the first time specifically for this exhibition and can be seen in the courtroom on this floor, in front of the elevator. Beyond the drawings in this room, you will find a video. In the video, Tree Dance, once again, trees are the main characters. In 1971, Matta-Clark was invited to participate in a show organized by architecture students at Cornell University. In creating Tree Dance, a series of tree houses suspended from an old tree made of nets and cords, the artist introduces a series of elements that recur constantly in his work. First among all, the idea of transparency and of an alternative architecture whose environmental impact is almost nothing. But above all, the idea of being social. Matta-Clark did not create a house for himself or a single person, but to share with friends.
C'è sempre questo aspetto, no? Partecipatorio.
There is always this participatory aspect and elements of involvement that, in my opinion, is very important, even strategic, I would say, to understand his work. So tree forms and tree dance, this dance that happens in the trees, are, I believe, tied in an unbreakable way, not only to the presence of trees, but to the sense of nature, the trees in an absolutely unusual, very creative and experimental way.
In modo assolutamente inusuale, molto creativo, molto sperimentale.